Good morning. After a round of steady precipitation overnight, many locations early this morning waking up to a coating of wet snow, primarily on grassy surfaces, but across the higher terrain, perhaps some accumulation on untreated roadways or walkways early this morning, but most everyone with an inch or less. The steadiest precipitation is now tracking through New England, mainly as a mix of rain and snow showers, and that system will continue to march to the east and off the coast as we head deeper into the morning drive and through the mid-morning hours. The result will be cloudy skies for the remainder of the morning and just some spotty light rain showers as temperatures climb off our lows in the lower to mid-30s and back up into the 40s by about midday. We'll see some breaks in the cloud cover for the second half of the day and a wind that'll shift around from the south to the west and become gusty over 20 miles per hour at times, helping dry things out. And this will also push temperatures into the upper 40s to around 50 for daytime highs. We'll continue our clearing trend with partly cloudy skies overnight tonight and lows back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. High pressure will build in, bringing us a dry day on Wednesday, abundant sunshine in the morning, with some high to mid-level clouds mixing in the afternoon, highs again near the 50-degree mark. By Wednesday evening, clouds will thicken again, and a more potent system will head our way for the end of the week. The system will come through in two parts, the first coming through on Thursday morning as another round of wet snow, this time perhaps adding up a little bit more, especially across the higher terrain for the morning commute. Once again, there'll be a transition from that wet snow to rain showers during Thursday morning after the sun comes up, with breaks in the cloud cover in the afternoon on Thursday allowing temperatures to reach into the mid-40s. The second part of this disturbance will move through on Friday. This part will have much milder air associated with it, so a round of rain is likely on Friday morning, which will taper off to showers. Then some breaks of sunshine in the middle of the day Friday will allow temperatures to surge into the upper 60s to around 70. At this point, we'll track a cold front through the region on Friday afternoon with a few scattered showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, which will lead us to a sharp cool down for the weekend. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an anomalously strong mid to upper level low will push slowly inland today and tomorrow across California, the Great Basin, and Southwest. Heavy snow will continue today through the Sierra with widespread totals in the 1 to 2 foot range likely. Heavy snow is also possible later Wednesday through the Wasatch of Utah, southward into the McGeehan Rim region of Arizona as this storm pushes east. Lower elevation areas will have the potential for moderate to locally heavy rainfall amounts across portions of California and into the southwest. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow and fog, 9 degrees with a southwest wind at 35 gusting to 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility with light snow and 36 degrees, the dew point 30, 79% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 34, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall up until midnight, so the official total to this point is 0.1 inch, which is 6.7 inches of snow below normal, and 42.4 inches for the season, which is now 11.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 1 below zero, in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:05 p.m. 12 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with snow and rain showers today, and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy, a few rain and snow showers today with highs in the mid-40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with rain and some snow showers left over today with highs near 50. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers left over today and highs near 50. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, then some clouds moving in later near 50. Late Wednesday night, Thursday morning, a round of wet snow changing to rain, then scattered showers in the afternoon in the lower to mid-40s. More rain on Friday, some breaks of sun midday, then a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon near 70. Mostly sunny, breezy, and colder Saturday and Sunday in the lower 40s, and mostly sunny mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.